Hey, what's up, everybody? This is John Daly. So,
Rapplecast is hysterical. I'm glad it belongs to America. Yeah.
Sorry, John Daly.
Hey everybody, how's it going? This is John Daly. Welcome back to the Rafflecast. Haven't made one of these in a while, and I'm really excited to be back. So yeah, we're doing things a little differently now. This is the Rafflecast. This is the first infinite modular podcast. It's one never-ending podcast that you can join in with at any point. We're going to be adding a bit to it a week, adding one mod, adding one installment a week. So it'll get a little bit longer each week. And so ideally, we're going to use computer technology along with HP and Dell and Apple to make the Rafflecast a big infinite Mobius strip of comedy, basically, that you can press shuffle on, and every single time you'll have a different comedy album. You'll have a different experience. So doing things a little different, very excited about it. I'm excited that you're here. I love you for listening, and thanks for listening here at earwolf.com. Here we are at Earwolf Studios in beautiful downtown Hollywood, California, right in the middle of it here. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for listening in. The Rafflecast is nigh. Here we are, right on the cusp. God, I feel good. Obama's in the White House. You know, I don't want to get political, but I'm pretty psyched about it. I don't know. Let's just do it. Let's get into it. Thank you so much for being fans. You're cool. I love it. Let's celebrate life with music and song. Yeah, I like that. Here we go. Hey, what's up? I'm John Daly, and this is the Rafflecast. This week on the Rafflecast, we have, once again, On Golden Film, with our hosts, the octogenarian film reviewers Kermit Sweeney and Mervyn Dodson. Ladies and gentlemen, On Golden Film.
On Golden Film.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Are you okay? Okay. Mervyn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Welcome, everybody.
I'm ready.
This is another edition of our Get It Out, Mervyn. I'm coming. Welcome to On Golden Film.
Are we ready to start now?
Welcome to On Golden Film. Mervyn, stop. Why don't you clear your throat? Welcome again to On Golden Film. I'm Kermit Sweeney, and this is Mervyn Dodson. Now,
that is Mervyn Dodson here.
Last week,
we're happy to be reviewing some films for you today.
We're going to be reviewing some of the new pictures that are coming out, and we're going to start by a little reminiscence about a movie we reviewed last week. It's called Trouble with a Curve. And we love this picture. Clint Eastwood, the classic.
I know we talked about it last week, but we cannot stress what a classic this is. It is a firstborn classic, bona fide.
This is a bona fide classic.
Classic on arrival.
You got Clint Eastwood, he's an American classic.
That's a young new girl named Amy Adams.
New girl named Amy Adams? Well, she's an American classic.
She's a beauty on arrival.
Amy Adams is a gorgeous woman and one of the rare redheads.
I love redheads.
She's one of the rare redheads in Hollywood.
You don't see enough redheads.
She's a natural redhead.
Amy Adams is a porn classic.
I had a problem with the curses. I had trouble with the curse.
That's right. That would be my one complaint. There are two curse words in the picture, and I really think that we could do without those curse words.
I think we need to eliminate curse words from movies. Now let's talk about...
Clint should have known better, although if you heard our show last week, you would have known that we had trouble with the curse.
We had trouble with the curse last week, and it's bleeding into this week. Yeah. Now we got movies coming up. Let's talk about Frankenweenie. I thought that Frankenweenie was a nightmare.
I was too frightened to make it through the picture. I got a question. How did you first see? Well, tell me about
with Frankenweenie.
With the Frankenweenie.
Well, I got the DVD in the mail, and then I got it out, but I cut my finger on the way. I bring it to the kitchen, and the people who send them the films, they put them in, they have a system
plastic wrap.
It's too many layers.
Plastic wrap.
And then I woke
up. Hold on. What happened when you got the DVD out of the box?
And by the time I got it out of the box, I wanted to take a nap. Mervin's having a little you okay? You got some water? Down the road,
I had a problem. I tried to watch the DVD of Hobbit. My problem was I want to watch it real hard. It's sitting in the stack there because I haven't. I have to have my daughter-in-law come and help me hook the DVD player up. So I haven't had a chance to look at the picture yet in its entirety. But I do know that there's lots of trick photography in there.
Well, my daughter-in-law hooked up my DVD player, and so. But I can't get the DVDs out of the packaging, so I just don't know what to do sometimes. Let's talk about Finding Nemo 3D.
Listen, I have to tell you about my experience. I went to my daughter-in-law's house, and my granddaughter was there, and she is beautiful.
Oh.
She is a darling.
Oh, now how old is she now?
She's 4 years old. And I say to her, who am I? And she says, you're Pampa. You're Pampa.
She
says Pampa.
My little daughter calls me Opa.
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 Here she comes to me and she says, Pampa, and I walk in the door. I say, knock, knock, knock. Pampa's here. And then she comes running up, and she gives me a kiss right on the cheek.
What a little cutie.
She gives a sweet little kiss. I say, give me a nice kiss right here on my cheek.
Oh, and then she does it?
She gives me a sweet little kiss.
What a cute girl. Let's talk about...
So I went
Finding Nemo 3D. I couldn't open the goddamn DVD.
I think you shouldn't be watching too many pictures like Trouble with the Curve.
Well, I got the DVD in the mail.
Trouble with the Curve is causing some influence on you with its curse words.
Well, I knew that there is no curse words in the Finding Nemo 3D, so when I got the DVD in the mail...
Wait, you said you got... What happened?
I got the DVD in the mail of Finding Nemo, and I opened it up, and I wanted to... I wanted it to be a fish.
Sometimes they're covered in plastic, and then you can't get it off. Where do you find it? Find a flap.
Where you got to call your daughter-in-law to come and open it for you.
And help you. And sometimes she tried to help you by walking you through it on the telephone.
Well, all you need is a little piece of metal or a knife.
Something sharp. So when you get...
All the knives in my drawers are plastic. Okay, let's talk Argo. You got You got Ben Stiller.
I'll tell you my experience with Argo. I started watching it, and I'm thinking that these characters are really something else. And then about 20 minutes into the picture, it occurs to me that my daughter-in-law and my granddaughter are coming over.
They're coming over.
So I have to shut off the DVD. And they came over, and we had...
And so you saw the first 20 minutes? Well, when I got the DVD in the mail, I got it open.
Time.
I had to call my daughter-in-law to open the DVD, and by the time she got it out, all I wanted to do was eat some ice cream and have a little bit of brandy. I just dip my finger into a shot glass of brandy and suck on my finger before I go to bed. It gives me a little entryway into dreamland.
I need a little more than that. I need a little bit more than that to get me to have some nice nighttime some Z's.
Let's talk about Taken 2. It's the sequel to the Liam Neeson saves his daughter.
Now, if his daughter was as adorable as Amy Adams, I think that anyone would want to save that daughter.
Well, his daughter dressed. Did you see the way that she dressed? She dressed like a whore.
She's too dirty. She's too dirty.
She's a dirty broad.
I'm going to clean up.
Leave her in Europe. That's my advice.
Yeah, we don't need a dirty girl.
Let's talk about Dread 3D.
Okay.
It doesn't look like a movie that anybody's going to like.
It's not as good of a picture as Trouble with the Curve.
Now, I saw Judge Dredd back in the 70s, and I don't like 3D because it makes me dizzy.
Every time I see a 3D picture, it tricks me.
It tricks me out.
I try to grab what gets there in front of my face.
It makes me have vertigo, and I feel like Alfred Hitchcock.
I grab for it, and I think I think I'm Alfred Hitchcock. And then I have to have my daughter-in-law explain to me how the DVD works. I mean,
Three DVDs.
I got a question. Now, what is the difference between a DVD and 3D?
Now, a DVD is like a tape, but it's a CD, and it's a disc. It's like a little record, and you put it on a spindle.
But it is in front of your face?
Now, 3D is... It's three-dimensional, and it's a dizzy-making throw-up ride, making feeling.
I can't do a 3D DVD because it hurts my eyes.
Right,
eyes are sensitive to the light.
Okay. Let's talk about the Paperboy. I couldn't open the DVD,
I heard it. Now, I wanted to see this one because I heard that it is a story that touches on an issue that you and I and lots of people of elderly...
Delivering the paper? With. Is that what it's about?
It is about... men and women who have a hard time holding their bladders.
Oh, well, that's me. I have to go frequently.
Yes, and so do I. And sometimes you don't know when or where you're going to go.
Sometimes my urine is so thick, I feel like I'm pooping out of my dick. Another upcoming movie is Skyfall. I couldn't open the DVD on this one. Skyfall, I don't like it. It's another one in the 007 series. I can't.
Oh, dear Lord, the sky's falling.
The sky's falling.
Now we finally have a movie about it, and I am terrified to see the movie because I don't want that sky. What if it's 3D?
What if I
go see the movie and I think the ceiling's falling?
The sky's falling right in your face.
And how are they going to pull off that trick?
This stars Daniel Craig.
The ceiling fall down?
This stars Daniel Craig. Okay, let's talk about Lincoln. I couldn't open this DVD.
Here's a picture of my family see together.
I think that President Lincoln is the best president because he freed slavery and he wrote the Emancipation Proclamation in the process.
Who's that? That's my granddaughter calling. I think she. I'm expecting her to call me.
Oh yeah,
she's gonna call me.
That's my phone.
Oh,
that's somebody calling from the president. But I don't vote because I don't.
You don't.
I don't want my voice to be heard.
I just want. I don't. You don't vote. You don't vote.
I don't vote.
I don't want to voice.
Unless it's for the Owls of Gahooly. I love the Owls of Gahooly.
They can't. And now, is that... Oh,
is that your daughter-in-law?
Is that the president?
Call her over and have her open some of these DVDs.
Hello, sweetie. Hello.
Tell her
hello.
I say hi. Tell her to come over
hello.
Here to my apartment.
Well, I can't
open
I can't
some
hear.
Of these DVDs. Let's talk about Red Dawn.
Hello.
Let's talk about Red Dawn.
Did she hang up?
This is a remake of an 80s thriller. It's a horror movie, Red Dawn. I couldn't open the DVD, but I do have it. I'm looking at it. And
it's got a very nice cover.
It does.
Wrapping. If you give it a chance, I might be able to get that thing open for you.
Oh, yeah? Well, I doubt it.
I'll be able to get it open.
You're shakier than a leaf in the wind.
I know, but if you can get a grip on the flap.
Listen.
That flap from
here,
the plastic.
Let me,
I know how to open it.
Well.
I got a trick.
I didn't. I don't know.
Trick. You got to get
I
your finger
know.
On the flap from a plastic.
Okay, let's talk about Citadel.
You have to,
let's talk about
you
Citadel. Have, now, I couldn't open the DVD.
Well, if you'd give me the DVD, I have a trick. Where I can get the flap of plastic.
Well, I don't want
the flap of plastic, and I.
Well, we're on live. We're on live.
Well, give me the flap.
We're on live. We're on live. God damn it!
Give me the flap, and
here,
I'll open it.
Well, give it a try.
Give me.
Just keep in mind that dead air. Don't have dead air. Let's talk about Les Miserables. I had trouble with this DVD. I couldn't open the plastic. I couldn't. I tried to get a little knife on the plastic, but I couldn't open the DVD.
I wanted to see Jack Reacher, and he didn't reach for anything the entire picture. I thought he was. It was going to be another picture like Trouble with. I thought it was going to be another picture like Trouble with the Curve. Because, you know, with a curveball thrower, he's reaching for something.
Well, he's got trouble with it, so that's the movie.
I just kind of put that together, that Reacher and Curve might have some sort of similarity.
Well, he might be reaching for a baseball, and then the movie turns into Trouble with the Curve, but movies don't turn into other movies.
I thought that's what that was going to happen, but it didn't happen.
Let's talk about Oz the Great and Powerful. I couldn't open this DVD.
I was watching it, and then I was having a great time because it was reminding me of The Wizard of Oz. But then,
which is a great movie from the 1930s.
Mm-hmm. But then about 15, 20 minutes into the picture, something happens.
Now, what happened?
I'm having a thought that my daughter-in-law is coming over and that I have to straighten up the place.
Okay.
So I had to pause the picture. And I wasn't able to finish it because my daughter-in-law came over. But she came over and she took me to a burger restaurant.
Oh.
And we went to a restaurant and I had a nice time.
That's nice.
Yes, it was such a nice time.
I was watching G.I. Joe Retaliation. I couldn't open that DVD.
Now that
and
was
then
a,
my daughter-in-law came over and she brought me cookies and we had a nice little snack.
Oh, that's darling.
Let's talk about Looper. I couldn't open DVD.
I thought the movie just kept playing over and over and over again.
There was plastic on top of plastic on this DVD, and then they had a sticker, and so I just threw it out.
I just said, you know what? Just throw it right in the garbage.
You know,
gonna pop right back up.
I looked in my garbage, and there was a copy of Powder. I couldn't open the DVD of Powder, and so I threw it away.
Well, now I remember that picture, Powder. Is that coming out again?
I think Powder 2 might be coming out.
They did a remake. Now, I heard the man who made that movie, he touched a little boy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So I don't see that one. Mm-mm.
The only time I touch little boys is to give them a big hug.
That's right. You got if you got a grandson, and I have a grandson, he's growing up. He's so big.
Oh, that warms my heart. Mervin, after this, let's go get B-A-L-T's.
I like to skip the B-A-T and go right to the ice cream.
Uh-oh, you're going to have ice cream for lunch.
Don't tell my daughter-in-law.
That's the beauty of the golden years.
Let's talk about Pusher.
I had trouble opening this DVD.
No, I don't understand. Is there a difference between Pusher and Looper?
Now, Pusher...
Which one's which?
Pusher is you push it, and that's a drug dealer, and then Looper...
It's about shoelaces?
Looper's about being a DJ.
I see.
It's about being a professional DJ.
Why do I think of a rabbit when I hear the name Looper? A little bunny rabbit.
Looper.
Why do I think of that?
Because that's maybe it's rabbit. Because it's a cute name for a little bunny rabbit. I like to have Looper. A little bunny rabbit in my hands.
Wouldn't it
right
be great
now?
If there were a bunny rabbit at my home?
A nice
and my
warm.
Little granddaughter could come and play with the bunny. I think I've got to go because I've got my daughter-in-law is going to come take me out to lunch today.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
I think we might be going to, I don't know what we're going to go get. Italian restaurant or maybe a sandwich house.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I can't eat spaghetti anymore because I'm allergic to carbohydrates.
Oh, no. Who says that you are? The doctor says that
Dr. Greenberg says I can't have no more bread.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not good yet.
Okay, well,
Dr. Weinstein was telling me that I shouldn't eat bread, but I can do it in moderation. I can have a sandwich.
Okay. Well, this has been On Golden Film. We love, in summation, we love Trouble with the Curve. We watched Looper, but I couldn't open the DVD.
I'm not sure now if it's Looper or Pusher or
Pusher,
Pitcher.
Lincoln Lawyer.
But Pitcher... that reminds me of Trouble with the Curve.
Trouble with the Curve.
So
Amy
good.
Adam, good
Amy
movie.
Adam, Amy Adam was a doll. And, hello.
Amy Adams
hello.
In Trouble with the
hello.
Curve.
Is
now,
this,
that's a good movie.
Is this my little sweetheart?
This has been On Golden
is
Film.
Is this my sweetheart?
We're going to go get sandwiches and
Amy,
try and hang
Amy
out.
Amy Adam was so a darling, and I think anybody would be happy to have a daughter like Amy Adam. She reminded me of my daughter.
I'm Kermit Sweeney, and this is Mervin Dodson.
This is Mervin
Dodson.
This
has been On Golden Film.
This
Amy, let's go to, let's see a movie.
Yeah.
Let's see a movie.
Let's see you at the movies.
See you at the movies.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.